Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to the Status Bro Show. I am your host, Kevin Ebling, joined as always with my loyal cohorts. I got Zach the Youngblood Lewis here.
Hey, what's up?
Our producer.
I'm naked.
Nice. Good one.
Yeah, he'll be gone after the break. And Mr. Andrew Eggert, go ahead and say a little something.
How's it going, Mr. King? Lee Bronatis?
I thought we all decided that the bro has to come at the beginning or else it's no good.
No.
You got another one?
Rob Bro. That's referencing Rob.
Yeah,
Lowe.
I got it.
Some
Rob
of you younger Lowe. Kids may not
okay,
get that.
Yeah, I missed that one.
Let's try.
He started off the show terrible. I now I feel like it's going to suck. It's like getting a bad fortune cookie.
It's going to be fine. Fuck it.
Oh, man. Well, I got a little announcement. I don't have a job anymore, so that's cool.
Why's that?
Well, with school and Kane to you and me being a freelance radio host, as you guys know, I mean, I don't get paid for the hours I put in here, but it is a job.
You should get paid.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I agree. So you think this shit's worth money?
Okay, I think I should get paid, too. We should all get paid. That'd be nice.
You can give me some money if you want.
No, we'll give you money to leave.
Okay.
We'll buy you out right now.
Cash in hand, I'll leave.
You can have 3 smackaroos and a natural light to take for the road. Or you can stick around.
I wouldn't do it for less than 5.
I don't have 5.
And 2 natty lights.
I could probably make that happen, but no, we'll keep you for now. Yeah, but I wasn't able to put in hours at Crew anymore, so they basically said, but you're not really available anymore, and we don't want to fire you because you've been a good employee, so would you consider resign? Why? What is Zach doing? Is he tweeting?
Tweeting.
You know what? That's Scharfenberg's job.
Yeah, it is. You're right. By the way, great job doing that last week.
Did you do it?
Do what?
See?
Tweet.
I did tweet before the show.
Bullshit. When? Fuck you. You did
I
not.
I did it before the show, jackass.
You know, you gotta lean in a little more. Nobody can hear you.
Speak
hear
up.
Him. Yeah, I did it before
No,
the
people
show.
Can hear you. I can see your levels. See, I don't know if anybody tweets because I don't even have a fucking Twitter.
We get any feedback last week?
No.
Nah, of course
we don't even plug the email address or anything anymore. Which is dumb anyway. Don't fucking email us. Just run on the Facebook.
When did you tweet, you fucking liar?
I tweeted last
week? Last
week, yeah.
Did you tweet before this show?
I tweeted before the show.
He means on the show's account, Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah, he knows what he meant. You were sitting here when we liked
it. That was the joke, you fucking idiot.
The last tweet on the show's account was
a terrible joke.
At work, I posted a video. That was it. It was 3 hours ago. There's nothing up there.
Wow.
Whatever, man. Don't worry about it.
Boy, you really blew it, Ryan. Yeah, we're gonna have to straighten this out. I would like to ream him out and like go on a whole thing or whatever, but I just don't feel like it.
It's
right
not
now.
The only thing you'll be blowing tonight, Kevin. What's going on with your job?
That was a terrible joke too. You guys need to get your shit straight.
Really?
Yes.
You're gonna criticize?
No, it was okay.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, I've been wanting to resign for like 5 months. Basically, trying to slowly resign in the way that making my availability less and less, and I basically forced them into asking me to do it. But I feel bad about that. That's unprofessional. But yeah, I was like, yeah, no problem, good. Like, you can even keep your discount through Monday. It's like, all right, well, thanks.
Oh,
you know, I'll go stock up on some shit this
week. Yeah, they did you a favor.
Yeah, it's true. I was at the point where I was working like once every other month, maybe.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah, I was never fucking around. The only time is when like somebody wouldn't show up and they would call me, like, can you come in for a few hours? I'd be like, yeah, I guess, if they were lucky. And that's pretty much the only times I ever worked. So, you know, I missed a discount, but hopefully I'll have a new job in a couple of months anyway, so.
Yeah?
Well, I'm graduating. I kind of have to.
Yes, you do. You been looking at anything?
No, not yet. I'm not exactly sure what the process is, but I need to find out soon.
UNC probably has a career center, man.
I'm sure they do.
You should check that shit out.
Should I? Thank you.
Yeah, you're supposed to do it before your last semester.
Oh, well, thanks.
Did you get your graduation packet turned in?
Yeah, I got my letter that I was all accepted and good to go today. So.
That's a step in the right direction.
Of course it's a step in the right direction.
Steps here, okay? You're 28, for Christ's sake.
How am I baby stepping? What the fuck are you talking about? Once I went to UNT, I fast-tracked graduation.
You're right.
So give me a break. I worked.
Yeah. A lot of people go to college for 7 years.
I didn't go to college for 7 years. I don't know why he fucking always does that. Like, there's a 4-year space in there where I did not go to school.
It's a very good point.
So, I don't get how
that
adds up.
That's when you were going to the University of Life.
No, I worked a full-time fucking job. The same thing you do now. I just realized it sucks.
Thanks, Kevin.
Sorry.
I really want to drink this beer, but I'm afraid I'm going to laugh at you guys and spew it all over the mic.
You drink it.
Yeah?
Yeah, because Zach brought a bit this week. I don't know if I want to get into it, though.
We should probably save it. We got a lot of shit to do this week.
Do we have a lot of shit to do this week? We got Breaking Bad to cover.
For once, I brought a fuck ton of topics.
Good.
It's pretty exciting.
Do you have anything you're dying to get out there that you want to discuss, or do you want to jump into Breaking Bad so we can tell Scharfenberg to fuck off since he doesn't want spoilers?
Breaking Bad now or in the
actually, it's something I wanted to bring up while it's still topical.
Yeah?
Yeah, y'all know the government shut down on Monday, and I don't want to talk about that. But what I've noticed is all my college-educated friends on Facebook and such, they seem to stay pretty quiet about it, but everybody who dropped out of college or who didn't go in the first place...
has a fucking opinion?
Exactly. They seem like now they're political fucking geniuses.
Yeah, I've noticed that as well.
Solve this. And, like, yeah. What the fuck? Like, be quiet. You don't know what you're talking about.
Well, but, I think it's funny that it happened last year, and it happened again this year.
What?
They defaulted on the loan.
Yeah, but the government
shut down. This is the first time the government shut down in 17 years.
Yeah.
The last was under the Clinton administration.
Is it still shut down? Is it still shut down today?
Oh, yeah.
When does it go back?
Whenever either Obama or those few dudes in Congress get
it. It's a bit of a let's not talk Mexican about this. Stand-up. No, I don't want to talk about it either. I really don't. This isn't our kind of. This isn't the kind of show.
I just wanted to see if everybody else's dipshit friends had decided they were geniuses all of a sudden. So.
I never, ever make statuses of a political nature. It's hard. Because I know that for every person who may be like, yeah, he's got a point, there's going to be an equal number of people who are like, fuck you. This guy's an idiot. And I'm like, I just don't want that kind of static.
So. Obama rules!
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It's hard to springboard off politics into funny jokes. Hey, you ever have a time when you should have been fucked? This happened to me actually the other day. Something should have happened to you where you should have been fucked. By all accounts and purposes, like anybody else would have been so fucked, but somehow you, whether by wit or by courage or some shit, got out.
Or by happenstance, like you forget that there's a fucking test and you sit down in class and the blood drains out of your face and the teacher's like, I forgot to print out the exams. We'll have it next
time. That happened to you?
Stuff like that has happened to me, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't think of a good one. Example.
The other night, I sat down, I was about to watch Bad, and I was like, oh, fuck, I gotta get something. I was getting ice water, so I was getting ice out of the fridge, and I opened up the freezer, and my roommates had a party, and they had some kind of bottle, this odd-shaped bottle of, like, rum or some shit, and it was in the door on top of a bunch of chicken that they had. Anyway, I whipped the door open, because Bad's about to start, and the goddamn rum bottle falls out and lands right on my toe and fucking shatters. Big toe, left foot. And I was like, fuck me. And I just kind of looked at it and, like, nothing happened. Bone's fine. Didn't bruise.
Well, you're a young guy. You got good, sturdy bones. I don't know if you dodged that big of a bullet.
Samuel Jackson, John Travolta from Pulp Fiction, except in a really B-movie way.
I thought you were going to say more like a Bruce Willis in Unbreakable or something. But, you know, whatever.
I never saw Unbreakable. Is that good?
It's okay.
Yeah?
I would say it's the third best Shyamalan film.
Ouch.
Well,
what are the first two?
I like The Sixth Sense and Signs.
Yeah, I like Signs too. A lot of people hate on it.
Really? I thought Signs was pretty universally praised.
Sixth Sense doesn't really have a lot of rewatchability, though.
No, but I liked it when it came out. I can't call it a bad film.
Which it's if you watch it now, it's just weird. Like, did he not think it was strange he hasn't had a conversation with anybody for months? Like, how did he learn about the kid in the first place?
I think that's a state of mind that you're in. It's almost like a dream-like thing. Like, I have dreams all the time where I wonder if it's real or not.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, but I mean, what if he's trying to, like, does he think it's weird? Like, man, I haven't eaten in, you know, 6 weeks.
Do you ever think that in a dream?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No, of course not.
Well, yeah, I would think it's partial to something like that.
Is Sixth Sense still the quintessential twist film? When you talk about, like, a big twist in a film, is that the first one that comes to mind, or is there something more modern?
Probably.
I know before that, it was probably Empire. Right?
Usual Suspects, perhaps.
Wait.
Heard of
the Empire Strikes Back, thing. The big twist was, you know.
Oh, the father
Vader,
thing?
Yeah, Vader's dead.
That was a good twist.
Usual Suspects might top it.
That's a pretty good twist.
And Schaffenberg brought up The Crying Game, which I have not seen, but I am familiar with
I
the
actually
twist,
have not seen
that
either.
Means
that
it was a good one.
So. Turns out it's a dude at the end or something, right?
I have never seen it. I just heard about it.
I am pretty sure that's the twist at the end.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's a dude?
Would you consider the end
of
Seven?
There's like the main character. You think it's a woman, and it turns out to be a dude.
It's Hilary Swank.
It's why in Ace Ventura, when Einhorn, like, when he flips around, you can see the junk, they play the music from The Crying Game at that part.
I really like my Facebook status the other day. Laces out down.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty cool.
Thank you.
I just like the Ace Ventura reference.
It was a hell of a twist when it turned out Hilary Swank was a woman.
Wait, what were you talking about before he said the Hilary Swank thing? I had something I wanted to bring up.
Ace Ventura?
Yeah, the new Dumb and Dumber production.
You know how when that still came out and I texted you and like, God damn, they look old?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Cracked put out an article saying that exact same thing, and I was very proud of myself.
Yeah, I saw that.
But I think it's makeup.
No way, dude.
No.
Jim Carrey's not that old looking.
He's like 60.
He's not like 60.
I think, yeah, they're both like 50, 60, something
they're,
like that.
They're in their 50s.
But the thing is, I expected him to look better than they did. Like, Jeff Daniels in other roles still looks like a pretty normal guy.
So does Jim Carrey, I think. I would say, I can't really compare Kick-Ass 2 because they put him in all kinds of weird fucking makeup, but...
You know, you're right. And I think about, like, Popper's Penguins and Yes Man and shit. He looked okay.
Yeah, he looks pretty normal.
Yeah, maybe he is a little dressed
He looks
up.
Like 100 years older in that picture that you
yeah,
showed.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, maybe that was before they put him in makeup or something like that, but...
I thought they did
depressing.
A
I mean,
good job making fucking Bryan Cranston look like 100 years old in the fucking final Breaking Bad episode.
See, now, did they put makeup to make him look older, or did they not give
Dude,
him
they had to
all?
Have on his neck, man. Like, how wrinkled.
He looks
like
he's had
was.
A facelift or something like that, for
they
sure.
They have to have used, like, prosthetic
for like
that.
Dried out steak or some shit. Like
yeah, it was like fried chicken.
It's when he was closing the door to the Schwartz's home, right? Like, that's when I noticed it, and I was like, damn.
Oh, I noticed it several times.
That is so weird. Like, a guy that old with that loose skin, and he doesn't have a turkey neck. It's like...
But dude, they totally rushed the final season. The whole show takes place over 2 years
yeah.
because it starts on his 50th birthday. It ends on his 52nd birthday. Yeah, get out of here.
I'm out. Scharfenberg hasn't seen the finale. If you haven't seen the finale, you should probably...
But still, I mean, you have the year and a half with tons of stuff happens. Like, tons of shit. And then they gloss over 6 months of that period?
Well, you know that nothing happened in the 6 months. I agree, it's a big fucking jump for the show, but nothing happened.
But there's several characters you could check in with, what's going on. Like, what's going on with the DEA investigation? What happened to Saul? Like, what is Walt doing while he's out there?
Would you really care? If there was a whole episode with no Walter White, would you really care?
I think they could do an episode where Walt is, like, out in the sticks.
You know, it's weird to think that they were going to do just 12 episodes in season 5, but they dragged it out because AMC wanted them to and break it up. And it still felt like the last half was rushed. And I get that the first half had to be Hank figuring out, you know, that... Walter White was Heisenberg, but, I mean, son of a bitch, those last, what, 6 episodes? 8 episodes?
Yeah, spoiler, for anyone listening, I mean, we're going to talk about the fucking ending.
Yeah,
here,
this is going down right now.
Heisenberg goes down, which I think is inevitable, because he had fucking cancer anyway.
Definitely.
But, I mean, of all the characters that meet unbelievably morbid, tragic deaths on Breaking Bad, it's funny that the biggest piece of shit on the show has, like, a triumphant exit. Like, unbelievable. Walt has one final genius plan that he pulls off. And then gets to die in the place that he loves the most.
I loved when Marie called Skyler and she was like, they think he might be back in New Mexico, but yeah. he thinks he's a criminal mastermind, but he's not. And he's not going to get over there. And
he's in
like,
the fucking kitchen.
Yeah, Sushi hangs up, Cara Pants, right? Yeah. Just fucking standing there like, goddamn.
I don't know if he actually, they did a pretty good job making him look like he was skinnier. I don't know if he, or they may have just put bigger clothes on him. I don't know.
But. I thought it was cool when they had him lift up his shirt and turn around with a gun at the end. I was like, yeah, he looks slimmer, definitely.
He did look pretty, yeah.
Hmm. It was good though. It was funny. My boss is the only person I know that didn't like it. Well, he liked it. He just said
if you didn't like
weak.
It, you're a fucking moron.
He said the ending was weak, and I talked to him about it today. And basically, the one thing he didn't like is that Walt didn't kill himself.
That's a dumb reason.
He kind of really did, but that was his big thing. He's like, I wanted the show to go out with an exclamation point, not a period.
There's a difference in killing yourself and going out in a blaze of glory.
I know, but I kind of
think Walt figured if he was
going to
die, it would be a blaze of glory fashion.
I don't know.
I felt like it was an emotionally satisfying conclusion, but I was kind of waiting for something to happen that would make me say, like, holy shit, I didn't see that coming. But there really wasn't a moment like that.
Yeah.
But still a very well-done finale. I mean, I think you could have predicted it, but it was...
There were cool things that I didn't see coming, like, there were just little things. The, like, snipers in the woods or whatever, I thought that was fucking genius.
But be honest, when they had the laser sights on, were you not thinking, I bet Walt paid two people to point laser pointers at him?
No, I thought it may actually be people with rifles, but I didn't think it was, like, the two best hitmen ever.
I wish somebody had been there, but yeah, I called it right away. Like, I bet it's Skinny Pete and Badger. So,
I didn't call it.
Me either. I thought it was cool as fuck. Because at first, I'm thinking, like, Walt, like, why does Walt seem so pathetic? He's not actually going to believe that they'll...
Yeah.
Do what he's asking here. I mean, he knows better than that, but maybe you're thinking, like, well, he looks pretty pathetic, so they might just let him.
Schwartz seems like such a fucking milquetoast that he probably would have done it anyways. Worried about Walt's ghost coming back or something.
They did a good job picking people for those roles that are just people that you, like, you can tell by looking at them you don't like them. I mean, especially Elliot Schwartz. I'm like, I just don't like that guy.
Yeah.
I've never met the man, but the actor even, I want to punch that guy in the face.
Even that line, like, I want to end this conversation to. God, what is it? I texted you the line when I heard it because it was so fucking bad.
Yeah, so pour myself a very,
very
large
glass of wine. I don't want to have a fucking beer or something. I want a large glass of wine.
Yeah, it was very douchey.
Is that Elliot Schwartz?
Yes.
When?
When you can hear them, like, approaching the door when...
Oh, yeah. No, I thought you were talking about when Walt was talking to him. I was like, what
no,
the fuck
no,
is
no.
that?
It's when they're talking amongst themselves. It's funny that he makes no effort to be stealthy, though. He's just, like, hanging out, like, looking at their pictures and shit.
Something that didn't disappoint me, per se, but I wish it happened. I wish he'd been wearing the fucking hat when he was doing shit at the end. I don't know. Like, with Elliot Schwartz.
Yeah, that's true. But he can't wear anything that would identify him.
No, it's true, yeah. He...
I think he did it the best he could, looking not like Walter White, but...
Yeah.
Or Heisenberg.
It was a good ending. I thought it was weird in that we all knew what was coming, but it was still really satisfying.
Well, I honestly thought the way I wanted it to end was that Walt would rescue Jesse from the Aryan Brotherhood and then Jesse would blow him away. I was kind of counting on that.
I also didn't know what was going to happen with Elliot and Gretchen. I thought he was going to kill him. I didn't know for sure.
I didn't know
that was what I thought as well when I saw the finale of the previous episode.
Get out of here, like, Scharfenberg. We'll let you know.
God. Yeah, I think it would have been really stupid if he had killed them as well.
The 50 cal popping out of the trunk on the swivel and blowing away all those dudes was really cool, though. It was like the most genius. It was like Scarface if Scarface were a fucking genius.
It was phenomenally well orchestrated. So you think that Jesse or Walt decided not to gank Jesse right when Jesse walked in? He kind of looked at him. And they did that nod, and then he was like,
up until he saw Jesse at that moment, Walt was going
to
blow him away. All right,
so if he had decided to go through with it, do you think he would have just stood there with him and taken all the bullets, or do you think he would have dove to the ground and did his...
I don't think Walt in any way expected Jesse to show up there. I think he wanted to gun down everybody in the clubhouse, and then he would go kill Jesse wherever the fuck he was in the compound.
I don't know. It was intense, though. He took the keys away from him, and you were like, oh, shit. Like, what if he didn't get him back? Yeah. Yep.
Walt is a lucky motherfucker, man.
Oh, yeah, that's one of my favorite lines from Jesse.
Like, pulling the visor down the keys, but yeah, he's like, he's smarter than you, and he's luckier than you. He's
luckier than you.
He is fucking lucky.
It was a little cheesy when Uncle Jack picks up the cigarette and starts smoking it again, though, after he's taken the bullet when he's talking to Heisenberg.
I thought that was cool. It seemed like something that guy would do. Yeah. It's funny, that guy's, like, trying to bargain for his life, though, and, like, you can tell he's definitely mortally wounded. There's no way that guy was going to live anyway.
Yeah.
But I like that... Walt shoots him while he's in mid-sentence the same way he shot Hank in mid-sentence.
Yeah, definitely.
Did you also notice, like, maybe this wasn't intentional, I don't know, but, like, what started Walt off on his, like, evil path is the same thing that, like, freed Jesse, which is strangling someone. Like, Walt starts killing that dude with the bike lock. Jesse, like, his last time he'll probably ever have to kill someone is killing Todd. And he didn't kill Todd because he had to. I think he just really wanted to fucking kill him.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Todd locked him in a dungeon for months. He killed Andrea. He killed Drew Sharp. I mean, Jesse has a lot of reasons to want to kill that fucking guy. It was also gnarly how he had, like, the...
Not done yet.
Yeah, dude, not even close. Good. How he had scars all over his face that clearly, like, weren't stitched because they're, like, really gruesome. I thought that was a nice aesthetic detail.
It was kind of cool. So, what are you... Is there nothing you would change about the ending?
No, nothing. I thought it was fucking perfect.
Did you download the song at the end, Baby Blue?
Yes, I downloaded the episode, and I've already watched it twice.
Nice.
That beginning was really intense, too, with the cop car. I mean, you know Walt's not going to get busted, but it's still cool, like the lights flashing and the background.
Man. This is good stuff. It's good all around. It's a great fucking finale.
Yeah, definitely. Way better than fucking Dexter.
Way better than Sopranos.
Yes, way better than Sopranos.
Yeah.
Breaking Bad topped the Sopranos in every possible, conceivable way.
That's true. Did it top The Wire?
Yes, definitely.
I haven't seen it.
Well, I like The Sopranos better than The Wire, so I'm not that good of a person to ask.
What are you going
to
do? All right, so what's the best season of Breaking Bad?
I know for sure that 3 is my least favorite.
Yeah, 3 is my least favorite, too.
2 is probably my favorite.
2 is probably my favorite.
But I would say 5 as a collective whole is the best.
4 is a close second, only because when shit started going down the last couple episodes...
It starts off a little slow, but it gets really good.
It picks up fast.
Plus that episode, Box Cutter, with Gus... killing the dude with the box cutter, and then Jesse and Walt sitting in the restaurant. It's like the Pulp Fiction throwback when they're wearing the clothes.
Yeah.
The other clothes.
When is the Fly episode? Because that's one of my favorite episodes of the show.
Season 3?
Yeah. Fuck. I love that episode. Nothing happens, and it's great.
I read this website that rated every single episode of Breaking Bad, like all 62. I think it's either 62 or 61. And they rated Fly number 1 out of the whole season. Or no, not Fly, 4 days Out, the one where they're trapped in the desert.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm like, I like that episode, but I would not in any way call it the best episode of Breaking Bad ever.
What would be the best episode?
Face Off.
Which is?
The one where they blow up Gus.
It was pretty fucking good.
That was a fucking fantastic episode.
God, it was so great when he starts dinging the fucking bell and you're like, oh shit, what if it doesn't go off?
They always do that, like make you think Walt's plan isn't going to work. And like the same one when he's clicking the remote. Oh man.
It was great.
It was really great. I like how they keep the machine gun going for, like, its proper amount of time when it pops out of the trunk. And then you just see it shooting and shooting and shooting, but, like, nobody's moving anymore. Like, there's just all these dead bodies laying around, but, like, the gun's just going and going.
Yeah, it's still going.
I thought that was a nice detail. I'm guessing that's why the cops showed up. Like, even if you're in the middle of fucking nowhere, a 50 cal machine gun going off for that long is probably going to attract some kind of attention.
You got to go big or go home.
Yeah. Is that, I mean, what do you think happens to Jesse? Jesse escapes the Aryan Brotherhood. He drives away in triumph. But for all we know, 2 miles down the road, he got pulled over and caught.
Jesse is fucked. Jesse catches a break, but now he's fucked. That's not, there's no way he's not fucked. I know. It would be nice to think that Jesse got away and everything's good. But
he probably did. I think he did get away.
Assuming he did get away from the cops, one, he has no money. Two, he probably doesn't have a house because a lot of people think he moved to fucking Alaska.
That's where he should go.
He could have a fuck ton of squatters in there.
Yeah, you make a good point. He probably should have tried to find some cash before he ran out of there.
Yeah, he has no money. Yeah. I was like, you're so fucked. What are you going to do? All you have is that fucking El Camino.
The fucking Aryan Brotherhood has $80 million. But
he can't go visit Brock because Brock is probably in foster care.
Or protective custody.
Or protective custody because mom got ganked in the fucking street. And he can't, I mean, he's so, I mean, his DNA is all over that fucking place. They're going to figure out somebody was living there for 6 goddamn months in that hole.
Okay, but question, if they catch Walt and or Jesse, if the cops had caught them, presumably, they still have nothing on them, right?
Right, but
there's nothing to physically link them to any crimes.
Technically, well, Jesse's probably got shit all over that meth lab.
Prints and whatnot, but you can prove that he was chained up in captivity in there.
How did he know how to cook meth?
Well, that doesn't matter. That's in the past.
You're right.
There's still nothing tangible.
Either way,
there.
The cops are going to be looking for Jesse. And he probably doesn't want to be found by the cops because he's a paranoid motherfucker. When they find him, they're going to be pissed off and it's a mess. Jesse's fucked.
I don't know. I like to think Jesse got away and lived a happy life.
I like to think that too.
Well, we can think that.
Yeah.
Walt dries in the lab though, which is awesome.
Yeah, it does.
And they make sure, like, I love that because in the end of a TV series, that's really the only. He's walking back in, right as I'm talking about, like, the most crucial thing.
We're wrapping it up.
There's really only two ways for it to end for characters like anti-heroes like this on TV. Either you die or you go to jail.
It's true.
And you want to see one of those two things happen. So that's why I love that they absolutely make sure that you know where Sopranos. I mean, everyone can assume that Tony got shot. That's the way it's supposed to be. I think that's the way it was constructed so that you think that. Where Breaking Bad, there's no questions about it. I mean, yeah. They make sure you see Walt collapse, stop moving, and lay there for a minute before, like, cops rush up on him. Like, you know he's fucking dead.
It's way better than an ambiguous ending. I think we can all agree.
Which is like Dexter. For all we know, there could be a whole nother show about Dexter being a fucking lumberjack.
Yeah, it could easily be
he's obviously going to keep killing.
Yeah. So, what is going to fill the Breaking Bad-shaped hole in our hearts?
I got nothing for now. By the way, another thing about the fucking stupid-ass Dexter finale. Why does Dexter fake his death and go into hiding? Nobody's after him. Batista bought his story.
He fakes his death because
he doesn't want
Hannah to come after him.
Oh. That's stupid. Dexter could disappear and evade Hannah forever.
A lot of people would be after him. If he went back in, everybody would be like, what the fuck happened to Deborah's body? One. There's going to be security camera footage of him walking into that fucking place.
But I think technically he can do what he wants with her body.
Really?
Well, he is next of kin. I don't know that he can take it and dump it in the ocean, but...
No. You can't steal it from a fucking...
But why? Monster. Why take her body, like the one person in the world that you loved, and dump her into like a creepy-ass shallow grave, or watery grave, where you dumped God knows how many fucking bodies.
When he comes in, we should probably tell him we're talking about Dexter now. Maybe he won't care, I don't know.
Yeah, but he's making plenty of fucking noise and racket, coming in and out and distracting us.
I feel bad for him, put him outside like a dog.
AJ, you haven't said anything in like 10 minutes, what's your problem?
Ah, you kids are having fun. I figured I'd let you roll with it.
Yeah, well, I've had enough fun, so... you don't care about Dexter, never mind.
All right, here's a quick question. When has a prank gone too far?
You asked me this the other day, and I don't have a good answer.
Really?
Well, I think
I don't
know
that I've ever really pulled a prank, so... Never? Huh? How old are you?
28.
Just going to let that simmer.
Oh, you're right. My life has not been complete till now because I haven't pulled a fucking prank.
If someone has been physically or emotionally...
You've done stupid shit before to somebody else.
Physically or emotionally harmed. I went too far when we made AJ drink piss.
And he's got a big smile on his face right now. He seems like he's very sorry.
Because he's laughing. I couldn't help it. I really am sorry. I really don't feel good about that.
You really and think that was too far?
Yes. That was fucking awful. Dude, that's fucked up.
Look, this is a personal question about you. I think it's
I'm not going to lie. Sajak put his cock on Brent's face when we were in high school. He's asleep. Shroom stamped him. I would rather have the piss than that any day.
Really?
Yes.
How does that... But Brent was probably passed out drunk, I'm guessing.
True,
right?
But I don't want to ever have the thought that a guy's cock was on my face,
take a picture
dude.
Of it or something like that?
No, nobody took a picture.
Okay, well then, couldn't you just not do it and tell him you did and it would be pretty much the same thing?
Yeah, but that really did happen. I'll take the piss any day.
Kevin, I've shroom stamped you many times.
No, you haven't.
Yeah.
No.
It's actually more like an anteater stamp, you know. But, all right.
What, are you uncircumcised?
Yeah, there we go.
Are you really?
That's the joke, motherfucker.
You're not really uncircumcised, are you?
Am I?
I think so. This guy once whipped his cock out, I saw it.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
And the verdict is?
Don't believe him. Kevin knows. He just, he's not letting on.
No, he's not hooded. He's full of shit.
You're not?
Okay.
No, he's right. Not.
Are you? Yeah,
keep our
no, of course I'm circumcised.
I'm not.
All Jews are. I'm not fucking Jewish. But, you know.
Just looks Jewish.
Yes. Did you really shroom stamp me?
Huh? No, I never shroom stamped you.
I never shroom stamped
anybody.
I never
wanted to shroom stamp
me either.
That seems like a retarded
thing. I feel like it's equally as bad, like to have my dick touch a guy's face than my face touch a guy's cock.
It's like that episode of South Park where Cartman puts buttered penis in his mouth and takes a picture of it, and it's like, that makes him gay.
They're like, that makes you gay, dude. And Cartman's like, really?
Yeah. That's pretty fucking
good. So then he tries to get Butters to put, yeah, and then Butters has to go to gay camp and has the accountability buddies who keep hanging themselves, and that was a funny episode.
So if you got hammered with a bunch of friends,
that is funny. Oh, my way real quick though, when Carmen's like doing the slideshow in class, like explaining all of his, like he's like, I used to have a light filter on this one. Like, all of a sudden jumps to when he's like, and that is me with my penis, or my mouth around his penis. That was fucking awesome.
You're good, dude.
Yeah, you're good. You're good. Now that you made enough fucking racket. You also distracted me like 8 times. I was like mid-sentence.
It's fucking distracting.
Yeah.
Focus.
Send me a text next time, all right?
All
right. Is he going back? What are you going back?
He's putting the doorknob back on.
Wait.
You see the end of Dexter?
No.
Oh, Dexter dies.
You can run it.
No, he doesn't die. I like how that Dexter and Walt both finished series with a similar look, though.
Yeah, definitely.
That's kind of funny. Except that Walt's beard looks real. That's the only difference.
So if you were hanging out with a bunch of friends, passed out, and you woke up and one of them said they shroom stamped you, that they had a picture, would you want to see it?
Fuck no.
Or would you just want to be like,
I
just want to believe that you didn't
smash
it
right in front of me.
Would you just want to believe that it didn't happen and just go denial, or would you be like, all right, let me see it, because then you know.
It's empirical evidence. You want me to define empirical again, in case everybody forgot? Then I think that I would never want it to exist, nor would I ever want to acknowledge that it exists. All right, hey, would you rather your buddies trick you into, like, taking a shot of piss? Like, you didn't know, you thought it was something else? Or find out the next day that a guy shroom stamped you with the tip of his cock? Which is worse?
Shroom stamped. I'm not...
Is worse?
I like that. I like that. First of all, I like
he
that.
He likes one. It!
Yeah.
But you'd rather do the piss?
Probably.
Me too. Hands down.
Probably. What do you guys think?
I'm kind of weirded out that Zach
I feel
like is
I
like
almost
so,
have to swing the other way just because you're so, like, certain about it. You're passed out. Who gives a fuck?
It's a guy's cock on my face. That is my face.
It's not like he's teabagging you.
This goes back
second,
to
the
same old
the
conversation.
Away.
Now we almost said that you would rather get fucked in the ass than have to suck a dick. Because I don't want to look myself in the face and know that there's a cock there. It's kind of the same
but
thing.
But it makes the dude who did it look worse than you.
I know,
you were,
but it was still there.
You were
there.
An innocent bystander.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but even
you're a victim.
Even if you got raped in the ass. Obviously, the guy who raped you is way worse, but I still got raped.
When you drink everybody's piss in one bottle, you look like shit at other people's expense, and they laugh at you.
Wait, you knew that it was everybody's piss?
Yeah, you said that.
We talked about this before?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's not one guy's piss. It's a room full of guys' piss.
Yeah, it was all our buddies.
Yeah.
Jenny managed piss in that
bottle,
too?
And that guy drank it.
See, Kevin, you just pointed that out again. You said you're ashamed, but you keep on, like, letting everybody know, hey.
I'm filling him in on the context.
Huh? No, he's proud of it. Don't
look
for you.
I am not proud of that. He's I really am not. I thought many times that
him?
I felt like shit. No, I'm not proud of the fact that we tricked him into drinking piss. I feel like an asshole about that.
I can't believe y'all did that.
Now, the other guy.
He keeps on saying he tricked me, by the way. I was absolutely fucking schmammered at this point, so it wasn't exactly a thing.
There was another guy we used to hang out with, this redhead kid. He drank the piss. I don't feel bad about that. I don't care. Fuck that kid. I feel bad because Asia and I are friends.
The funny part about that was he spat it out, and then he was like, there's something wrong with this beer. It tastes salty.
And then I took another drink.
You took another drink, really?
I think you might have.
You guys didn't... What?
I think
he wasn't included at all. It's
do what?
Drink the piss.
Well, no, I didn't drink it.
No,
I was
this was somebody completely different. Somebody who doesn't really bear repeating because he wasn't that
record,
interesting.
For the record, B-San was the one who... It was a fucking idea, it was.
I could have sworn I wasn't the first victim, though. I think we might have done that to Clutch first.
That's what I'm talking about. He was the first. Okay. And I don't feel bad about that. I don't care.
So how did you? So you all took turns pissing the bottle, right?
Yeah, we were all drinking.
No, they all they put a funnel in and they all pissed at the same time.
Nobody touched their cock to the mouth of the bottle.
Yeah, okay, that was the big question. It's like, because
we were doing it into a 40, so we realized after the first guy pissed, like that didn't really put much in it, because B-San did it, and so then we're like, well, pass it around, and so I did it, and so I did it, and then we're like, well, this is really warm. So we put it in the freezer, and then we forgot about it for a while. Once we remembered, we were like, oh, geez, let me drink the piss.
Oh, God.
I guess it would have been better that than if my parents had come home and opened the freezer and been like, why is there a 40 full of piss in it?
Probably. But it would have been frozen. They made us thought it was beer.
Well, I imagine my dad sitting down on the couch being like, man, the trip was exhausting. Just like cracking it open.
Dude, we had this huge party at Kyle's one time in high school. We always joke about it because Kyle's parents were going out of town. And he said, don't tell anyone. And Sajak told everybody, so we always called it Sajak's party at Kyle's. But everybody got super hammered, and this one douchebag showed up with a bunch of chodes, like this guy we didn't really like from school. And they were only there for like 20 minutes, but apparently they left, stole almost all of our fucking beer, took Kyle's dad's like Budweiser clock that he had in the garage, and then like that was it, like everything, like all our shit, and like left. So like 2 a.m., the party's dying down, we're like, dude, like we're missing all our beer. Like, I mean, we didn't drink all this. The what?
He was with the two girls.
Who? Kyle?
No, he's talking about B-San hanging out with those girls from South Lake, but you're talking about James Flanagan. If you're friends with James Flanagan.
I'm not. I'm talking about Garrett Cockrell. All
right. Was that not the guy? But they were all in a group.
You guys know
true.
Some
you're
assholes.
Right. You're right. You're right. Flanagan was. Okay. You're right. You're right. Flanagan was kind of part of that.
Yeah, they showed up and they were just like dicks. And I think Kyle told him, like, you know, you guys really need to leave. And
yeah.
Like, one of them hung out with him for a moment, was like, dude, I'm so sorry. Like, you know. My friends don't normally act like this or something like that. And then we noticed, like, okay, the fridge that was full is now empty.
Well, like, not only was our beer gone that we had for the party, but Kyle's dad had an unopened 24 case in there. So we're like, that's untouchable because we don't want to fuck with it. Because we don't know if we'll be able to replace it because we're all underage. And that was gone, too. And that's where we're just like, motherfucker.
Oh, you're all underage?
Yeah.
So you couldn't get more?
No, this
that
is high
sucks.
School.
This
is senior year. Yeah. And then
that's the
at
worst
the end of the night,
of
Kyle
story.
Goes, dude, there's one last Heineken in the freezer. And we're like, okay. And he takes a sip and he's like, this tastes kind of funky, man. Like, have a sip. And I'm like, I don't think so. And so Kyle like, takes another drink, and he's like, there's something not right about it. He's like, it's either flat. He's like, it kind of tastes like salty Gatorade. I'm like, dude, I'm pretty sure that's piss. Like, that's piss. The guy pissed in it clearly, like, screwed the...
You drank it? Up.
No, I didn't drink it.
You said you did.
No, I didn't drink it.
You said you tried
yeah,
some.
Yeah, you said you tried, and it tasted... You said, I don't think so, man.
No, you said, like, try some. I said, no, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
No. No, I definitely did not drink it. No, that was a bullet that I narrowly dodged. Because
nice.
I thought about it. When he handed it to me, I almost thought, like, well, maybe I'll... Then I'm like, something's not right here.
That's the great example of you almost got fucked, but somehow got out of it.
There was also the night, though, this chick, Sydney, showed us her ass. That was cool.
Yeah?
Yeah. And then she was like, I'll show you my tits if Brent shows us his dick. And we're all like, dude, flash a little wang. Like, we're not going to look. Like, do it. Like, face her. And he's like, no, I'm not going to do it. We're like, dude, you're embarrassing us and yourself. And he's like, no, I'm not going to do it. So we never got to see the tits.
She called was it because Brent was a short guy and she wanted to know if what they say is true?
I don't know. She just wanted to see
if
his
if he
would have
looked like his wang is enormous in proportion
no,
to his
I think
tiny
for some,
child-like
I think for
body.
Some reason she liked Brent and wanted to see his cock.
I was going
to
say, if she called out one specific dude, she clearly liked him. Why didn't he do it?
Yeah, I don't know. I think he would have had a shot with her.
That's a win-win all the way.
Maybe he just has a really tiny cock.
Maybe.
Actually, to bring this back to another thing, I was just kind of wondering, like, a vagina removed from its context, not a real attractive organ. Like, if somebody said, hey, I've got a picture of Angelina Jolie naked, but it's just her pussy, I wouldn't want to see that.
Dude,
hey,
that
everybody
reminds
else
me.
Feel the same way?
I had an argument with Cameron, a buddy of mine. He was like, I always have to look at it. Like, I have to see what a girl's vagina looks like every time I'm with her. I'm like, dude, I do everything I can not to look at it. I don't want to
see like
that.
It's like a glance, but I don't want to like
glance,
have an in-depth study of it.
No, like, when I'm going down on a chick, it's usually dark, or I'm just like...
Close your eyes, I mean, I don't
exactly.
Want
to. I don't want to know, dude. It's a mess down there.
Really?
I just know that I like it. I don't like the look of it.
Never mind.
No. You've got a perspective here. Chime in.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just saying, how the fuck are you the host of this show? There's always shit that, like, we talk about sex. You're like, oh, yeah, that's gross. That's nasty. That's disgusting.
Well,
it's like, you should
totally
be on board with this.
Yeah,
shit.
Dude. I'm the freakiest guy you know. Give me a break.
Female genitalia. Very disgusting.
Yeah.
You're forcibly, like, ignoring the point here.
Yeah, you really are.
It's
aesthetically unpleasing.
Hit me with the point.
It's aesthetically unpleasing.
Okay, Zach, ask your girlfriend, like, hey, if somebody had a picture of Brad Pitt naked, but it was just his dick, would you want to see that?
Dude,
I bet her answer is going to be no.
Look, I'm telling you, there is a physical reaction almost when you see something that's physically attractive about a woman. Like, say, like, you just flashed me, like, show me a picture of, like, a pair of tits. I can almost feel, like, a little bit of a tingling in my cock. Like, ooh, I like that. You show me a flash up, just a picture, a close-up of a pussy? I don't have that feeling. I don't think, like, that's hot.
No, okay, not even...
I think, like, I would like to put my dick in there, but I don't want to look at it.
Not even, like, a semi? Nothing?
Nothing.
Yeah. Okay. They're like ass and tits, yeah. If those are isolated, yep. It's they can be appealing.
Definitely.
But
like you wouldn't have to see a girl's face, like a nice figure, like just her back and ass, like ooh, definitely, like, instantly. It could even just be a nice leg. I could even have that happen. But there's no such thing as a nice pussy. Well, I mean, maybe there is. I mean, obviously, there's worse in the bunch than others. I mean, like you see some in porn where they aren't as gross as others. I mean, you see some that's like straight up Arby's, and then you see some that is Arby's. Everything's all nice and tucked away. And
roast beef sandwich.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right. You know what? At 35 minutes, I think we should go ahead and take a break. We'll be right back with way more stuff for you on the Status Bro Show.
You're listening to the Status
Bro.
And we're back here on TSBS. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling. Our producer, let's go ahead and do it. Try to do it right this week.
Hey, guys. That's all I got.
All right. Co-host, you know.
Yeah, hey. That guy.
What the fuck is this?
I like it when you say it.
I always do this every show. Everyone says their own name when I come back from the break.
Is that really a thing?
Oh, yes.
Really?
I've been here for 35 weeks. That's really a thing?
Go back and listen every time.
Bullshit.
Yep, I swear to God.
Actually, I think Zach's right.
Yeah, no way.
I don't recall that at all.
Yep, I've always done that.
No. I don't think I've said my name a single time.
The past couple weeks you've done
Yes, you have.
Sure.
Positive.
I don't recall coming back from break. And
I also do it in the sign-off. I remember being like, and in 1 week and you were like, Andrew Odgren, because I'd been saying your name wrong. You don't remember doing that? You see, this is what happens when you don't listen to your own show.
I mean, who would listen
to it? It makes sense you wouldn't observe something like that when you don't even listen to it.
Well, I'm not satisfied with the product I'm putting out.
Did you notice how I said TSBS when I came back from the break? That I did different. Yeah. See? Never did that before.
Right.
I remember these things. I've got a great memory. You think I'm going to bullshit about the coming back from the break thing? I remember stealing a bouncy ball out of Katie Cooley's purse when I was in kindergarten. You think I'm going to forget that shit?
What's she got?
Let's move on. Say your name.
Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Come on.
Say my name.
Yeah.
Andrew.
You're goddamn right. That's a Breaking Bad reference. Don't worry, you'll get it.
Okay. You should have already seen that.
What episode was that from?
Your mom.
I think the episode is called Say My Name.
Yeah.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a pretty sweet episode.
Sounds like it.
I love this guy. Look, Zach, you know what? I feel much better after the break, and you guys all seem like you're bumming me out a little bit. I feel great. The show's great. We're great.
Andrew, what do you think?
I feel good.
I have a feeling I know why these two over here are kind of a little downbeat to me.
They got a little Heisenberg.
Waka waka.
Very, very mellow.
Yeah. I'm fucking around.
Honestly, I thought we had a cool thing going in the last one. I think that's why we kind of ran long for once. And when it was break time, I was like, fuck, dude. So that's why I was anxious to jump back in there. Not because of time, just because I was like, I thought we really had good.
Yeah, we always try and keep breaks to like 10, 15 minutes, but somehow they always go over. Do you know why that is, Kevin?
Probably because I caused that. Duh. I fucking take my time and I stand around and I talk and I play music and I smoke weed maybe or drink a beer or smoke a cigarette or something.
Yeah,
and
then
I
come back in. Things.
And then we talk about doing the show, and then I'm like, it'll last a little bit longer.
I feel like when you say talk about doing the show, it's us saying, hey, Kevin, can we do the show? And you telling us, no, we'll do it when I'm ready.
Have I ever yelled at you guys like that? It makes me sound like I'm
exaggerating, but
do it when I'm ready.
Okay, the volume was off, but you have said that before.
Said what?
No, we'll do it when I'm ready.
Yeah, but I do that fucking around. That's in good fun.
But then we actually do have to wait like 15 minutes until you're ready to do the show.
That's how I've always been able to sell everyone on it. And somehow AJ is like the first disgruntled staff member. Well, come on, Zach. We always did that.
Yeah, we did.
Like for 30 episodes, we've done it every time.
For a long time, you and I were the ones that doing that.
Are we up to 30 episodes?
More than that, because we've had lost episodes.
How many episodes have we lost? I think we're at about 35 weeks.
We've done like 32 episodes.
Yeah.
Man. When we go to 52, that's a one-year anniversary. We got to have a big old blowout and bash.
Yeah.
That's Walter White's age in the last episode of Breaking Bad.
So was it like 2 weeks after the spring semester starts?
Wait, what were we talking about?
When did we start this? When did we start the show?
Oh, February of
spring semester.
2012.
Yeah, 2012. Right.
Yeah. So I actually checked that recently, the first time we ever made a mega upload, and it was February of 2012.
Mega upload? That site's still around?
Yeah, that can't be right. Because we started mega. No, you're right. We started mega at the beginning.
That's how long it's been. It's been like 8 months.
Yeah, you're right.
So you're telling me that there is actually legal stuff on Mega Upload. It's not all just like albums to download that you don't want to pay the record company.
Is that what we're doing? What are you talking about?
No, that's typically what Mega's used for.
I didn't know that. I never used it before.
We use it as a shared Dropbox.
And it's where basically that's like the end all be all. Like that's our final, like that's where everything exists.
It's the cloud.
If,
for the show.
For whatever reason, a disgruntled staff member after they quit, like decided they wanted to go in there and wipe it all out, that would be it. It would all be gone.
So have you considered using the cloud as the cloud for the show?
Well, no, but we do. The first thing we did, by the way, when we changed staff a little bit, was Zach and I went and changed.
You mean
all
when
the
you
passwords.
Fired Melissa and Corey?
I did not fire Corey.
Anyways,
by the way, I did not fire Melissa either. Technically, she fired herself. It's right. It's true.
That's like the most bullshit.
If I had to fire somebody at work, I wouldn't tell them. No, no, no. You did this to yourself.
No. Yeah. I literally told her. Like, I mean. I didn't mean it. At the time. I was almost like, Zach, you were there for this.
It wasn't.
I said, like, we just don't want you to be an on-air like presence as much anymore. And she literally said, like, they just wanted me to sit back and not talk, but I can't do that. Like, said that.
But she was fucking right about that.
Okay, well, then she quit. Like, she could have technically stuck around. So I did not fire her.
Look, we were leaning towards let go.
No, we were going to have to do it anyway.
Okay, it's a difference between somebody, your boss, telling you it's time for you to seek new opportunities, but the unspoken message is, and don't come back
tomorrow. Corey resigned out of solidarity, which I respect.
Versus being fired is more like, get the fuck out.
I never said, like, I don't want you around, get the fuck out of here. Even if I thought it.
That's not how people do it when they fire you. and I would know. So.
True, but they don't say, okay, you can do this and stick around if you want.
Look, it was very professional, it really was. Surprisingly.
They usually would say, you're gone. But no, she pretty much said, like,
try
if I can't be
positive.
On the air all the time, then I'm quitting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if I'm not a full-on co-host, then I'm quitting. And I'm not going to do producer duties. Because that was one of the things I bitched about.
Which is stupid, because she signed on for that.
Yes.
So, let that be a lesson to you, Schaffenberg.
I'll learn all I can from those who have come before.
Fucking guy, dude. You're the best.
Seriously, this is what I want. Charvimer gets it.
You're awesome, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Now jump in with a story and make us all want to punch you in the face.
There you go.
Is that really worth it? Like a belly laugh?
I have 35 weeks, dude. It's funny to me.
I thought it was funny. What, you think it was funny a little bit?
I think you guys might have exaggerated how funny it really was.
Look, women getting punched.
Maybe.
Okay, never mind. What? Are there any celebrity?
I'm not going to deny that it was a spontaneous kind of dick thing for me to say that I didn't really think through. And kind of, but yeah, it wasn't.
Well, that could sum up like 90% of the dialogue on this show.
What does that mean?
Shitty RJ MIDI impressions.
I think we are dicks to each other here.
Dead.
The bottom line is with our former producer, I could never say mean things or like even when she did piss me off because then I would catch a bunch of shit about it later on Facebook chat.
You just die already.
Why don't?
That's
a
terrible
Melissa, that was not directed at you. That was not.
That's still
that
terrible
was totally
Walt
unrelated.
Jr. impression. But just die would be more accurate. But you had like a wispy way of saying it. Do it again.
Well, now I don't want to.
I want to critique it. I don't know.
I'm trying to think of a good.
A bitch! It's like weird noise in there. But still, we need to stop doing that. We can't make fun of people with impairments. Seriously? That's what I get from that? Nobody agrees? Everybody...
I looked at him and waited for him to say something. It sounded like he was gonna. It's like he took a. It sounded like he took a breath and you were about to speak and then just nothing came out.
Now, in this particular circumstance, it's making fun of a fictional person with ailments. So, that kind of makes it.
Yeah, is he actually? Does he actually have that?
No, I saw him on the Conan O'Brien episode of Breaking Bad and he came out with, like, no crutches.
Yeah,
and
see, that's totally what I assumed. So, I thought it was, like, you know, not a problem.
I did not thought it was legit.
It is legit.
It is not. He does not
want a speech impediment.
Not really.
Dude, we've gotten so meta here, I can't even tell if we're joking anymore. I know he actually has it, but does he need to walk with the crutches?
No, he does actually have it, but no. It's
does
not
he
like...
have the stutter? Can he speak normally?
Yes.
He has a slur.
It's not like it is on the show, though.
Okay, but when he's talking with Conan, it doesn't sound like Walter Jr. having a conversation with Conan O'Brien.
But he does make some of those like angled like mouth movements where he's like...
That is how he talks.
You know what I'm talking about, yeah. He still kind of does that. Mm.
angled fake mouth movement.
I could have sworn that I've seen like red carpet footage where he had to crutch things, but I guess I was wrong.
I was thinking he's gonna have a hell of a time finding future roles, but that guy from Game of Thrones is really carved out a pretty decent career at this point.
What guy?
Peter Dinklage.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know, being
a little person?
When was he on Breaking Bad?
Not Breaking Bad. He wasn't on Game of Thrones.
He said Game of Thrones.
Okay.
But no, he was in like the Station Wagon. Station Agent. Station Agent. Yeah, he was in Death at a Funeral. He was in a movie with Vin Diesel that was actually pretty good. He's going to be in the new X-Men movie. I mean.
He was in Entourage.
He was pretty funny on Entourage.
He was pretty funny on Entourage. I remember Ari talking to him.
Doesn't Ari tell him, like, you're the biggest actor in this town? Yeah. It's like, ah, you're fucking funny, Ari, or something like that.
Yeah, he does have, like, a funny comeback.
It's wittier than that. It's something good.
Yeah, it was good. Zach, why don't you bust out all these great things you want to talk about? I'm putting you on the spot. Woo me with your magic. Come on. Dude, I'm not trying to make you look like this. This is your chance to shine. Yeah, I'm grabbing it. I don't know what I'm doing anymore.
If I was going to be the one presenting topics, I'd be the host.
Well, why don't you send me your topics next time, wise ass?
Oh, okay, so I see. You want the credit, but you don't want the response.
Right, I'm pulling back the curtain. I want people to know that Zach came up with these topics.
God damn, I didn't have a fast enough comeback. That was it. When I don't have a good comeback, I just don't say anything.
Well, then just say that.
That's what I'm saying. I just did. Just now.
Please proceed.
All right. It's the best horror movie ever.
Why does Asia not like this topic? It's fucking October, man. It's horror movie season.
I was waiting for something good, and you give me this. But okay, that's fine. My favorite horror movies, I like Jacob's Ladder and Altered States.
See, I said my favorite horror film of all time would be Halloween, because I think it's just such a staple, like a classic slasher. I like that kind of thing, and it's like the best of the slashers.
But is it actually scary?
I think so.
Horror films. What is that? John Carpenter. John Carpenter's The Thing.
I think the best horror movie ever is fucking The Fly.
Actually, I would say that's really more of a science fiction movie.
I used to say that, and you're the one who convinced me it was a horror film, you asshole.
It's a body horror film. There's a lot of gore in it, but...
Then you could say The Thing is a sci-fi movie.
Videodrome is a body horror film as well.
Yeah, I'd say Videodrome, once again, definitely leans hard towards the science fiction side, so...
It's a great movie, but... The Fly is better than...
Is this the Lynch movie?
The Thing is technically science fiction as well, but I'm...
What is...
The Thing had scary
hold
shit,
on, hold
man.
On, hold on, come back.
The Thing is undoubtedly a science fiction.
If you guys are talking while he's talking, nobody will ever hear him. Go ahead.
I was asking what Videodrome is.
Oh, Videodrome.
Yeah.
It's like this movie with James Woods directed by Cronenberg, where...
Yeah, go ahead and describe
Cronenberg in
the
80s was awesome. Yeah, he basically discovers like this snuff film over like a satellite feed from this guy who intercepts programmings from other places, and... He becomes obsessed with it and turns into, like, he doesn't know if he's awake or, like, tripping or anything anymore. And his body's getting all fucked up and he's doing fucked up stuff. Yeah. That's pretty much it.
I was joking when I said describe the fly because it's very difficult. But
he has a huge, disgusting vagina.
Yeah, his stomach does turn into a pussy and, like, pulls a gun out of it. And
yeah, puts in a Betamax tape.
Is that what swayed you for your opinion earlier?
I thought it was the other dude puts in the Betamax tape, and then when he pulls it out, like, his hand is gone, and there's a bomb attached to it or something like that. Ooh. In the cathode ray mission.
Dude, maybe. Yeah. I want to say you're wrong, but that movie's such a
No, that definitely
trip.
Happens.
I can't.
Yeah. And that chick from Blondie's in it, too. Out. Looking pretty smoking hot,
yeah,
actually.
She actually is pretty. Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, dude. But I remember when we watched that in Butler's class.
By the way, we're going to put you on blast a little bit, because when we talked about you said worst movies you had to watch in class, you said Videodrome.
Yeah, I was kidding.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Oh,
Solaris is by far the worst.
Oh, okay, good.
But
dude,
look,
Solaris is the worst of all time.
I don't like Videodrome, but I appreciate it for what it is. It's a crazy fucking flick.
I would say Videodrome is more sci-fi than The Fly. Actually, The Fly, though, is like, he is a scientist, and, you know. But I said that, I remember, dude, this was so long ago, when I was asking AJ, like, good horror films, like, because I wanted to watch some stuff, and he said The Fly, and I was like, I really think that's more of a science fiction film. And he totally swayed me, like... Totally convinced me it was a horror film. I went and looked at like a bunch of like AFI like top lists of horror films, like top 50, top 30, top 100, and The Fly was in all of them. So I was like, well, fuck, I guess The Fly is a horror film.
Does The Fly really have moments that are meant to be like scary though, or are they just meant to be like shocking and kind of...
But that
like,
is
holy
scary.
Shit.
Surprising. Maybe.
I think a lot of that body horror type shit they do in The New Evil Dead, but I thought it was cool.
Dude, The New Evil Dead was awesome.
Yeah, The New Evil Dead was really cool.
Shit, maybe Evil Dead's my favorite. Evil Dead 2. I like Evil Dead 2 more than 1.
Those aren't really horror films, though. They're goofy.
The second one's campy. The first one you could easily say is horror.
I'd say the first one certainly actually had some, like, unnerving moments.
It's like the first Saw
film. Maybe I would say the original Dawn of the Dead. That movie is legitimately scary. I thought it was scary when I was a kid.
Really?
Really?
Definitely. Dawn of the Dead?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever been scared by a zombie film.
I was definitely scared by zombies as a kid. 28 Days I thought Witches was a scary
movie.
That's
the one with the mall, right?
Yeah.
I'd say Night of the Living Dead was scary. Dawn of the Dead, they were all slow.
They're slow in Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah, but they just run past them. At least in Night of the Living Dead, they're stuck in one spot. They can't run.
This brings up
they're stuck in the mall. It's just a bigger spot.
Like, fast zombies are obviously a lot more threatening, but I just don't like movies like that. With the exception of 28 Days Later and 28 Months Later.
What about the Dawn of the Dead remake? They did it right then.
Yeah, it did.
That was actually well done as well. But
who directed that?
Zack Snyder.
Zack Snyder's first movie. Also, I think Zombieland has good fast zombie action.
You know what? You're right, actually. I retract everything I just said, because...
Those two are the only ones I can think of that did the fast thing right. Well, and 28 Days, and a lot of people shit on it, but 28 Weeks was cool.
Yeah, that was a great movie.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Maybe it's just because I watched World War Z, which has fast zombies, and that movie is fucking awful. So,
well, what do you think about the next 28?
Who is it? They have, like, Jeremy Renner and another... Who's the... Rose Byrne or something in 28 Weeks?
Robert Carlyle. The only other people I recognize are the black
Jeremy
guy
Renner
from like
Oz the
main
soldier, dude.
Yeah, but he's like he's not really in it that much. I mean, you could miss him definitely.
Yeah.
He's a great protagonist. I think.
He's the Hawkeye of that movie. He could not be there and it wouldn't make much of a difference.
Yeah, true.
Ouch.
That's kind of the theme of his career apparently.
What is cool about Hawkeye exactly? He's really good with a stupid impractical weapon.
That does not make him like I don't think in any way. Like, qualifies him to be part of the Avengers
exactly.
team.
Like, they could find a guy who's really good with nunchucks, and it's like, so what? Who cares?
Join the fucking Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. Same thing with Black Widow. And unfortunately, Captain America in the final fight. It's like, what is he going to do that's going to contribute to this?
But Captain America is still a badass superhero.
Have you guys seen Iron Man 3?
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, it was alright.
Saw it with AJ, actually.
Yeah.
My roommate was talking about that shit.
Still, it wasn't as cool as Star Trek. Star Trek was...
Star Trek was far and away the best movie this summer.
Into Darkness?
Yeah, dude.
Seriously?
Yes.
Did you not like that movie?
I didn't like that movie.
Shut up.
What'd you not like? Oh my god.
Shut up.
Well, I remember what it was. It was I predicted the ending, man. It was just like I know what is about to happen.
Okay, if I know the ending of a movie before I see it, it sucks.
Wait.
Yeah.
At the end of Iron Man, I could predict he was probably gonna win the big fight.
You knew that they were gonna do a role reversal of Khan and Kirk from like the original Wrath of Khan? I never saw that, so... We'll see.
I don't get it.
Either way, that movie...
You predicted that Khan was going to get away.
I predicted it wasn't Khan.
He did.
I actually did.
He just kept telling me, like, up until the day we were seeing it, Benedict Cumberbatch is not Khan. And I was just staring at him during the whole scene that he's talking. Like, I'm just staring at AJ while he's on the screen, like, my real name is... That was such a triumphant moment. Because like, I know what he's going to say. And you knew it at that point.
Huh? No, I knew for a long time it was. I just thought it was funny to be an asshole about it. Like, you know, nope. His real name is James whatever.
I remember, like, sending you, like, an IMDb link that's like, look at what he's billed as. Like, it says fucking Khan.
But I think it still said, like, James Harrison slash Khan or something like
that. It did. So. Yeah, you're right. All right, Zach, come on.
If you had a car that ran on... No, you know what? I don't like that one.
That was on Melissa.
I was about to start miming the jerk off motion. Yeah.
Come on, don't get discouraged.
Let me pick.
Let Charvenberg pick.
Yeah, fuck it, dude. Here you go.
Yeah. Let us know what you think is into. What stands out? How long before I stop speaking until he starts speaking?
Fuck me for coming in with topics. Like, I'm such an asshole.
Good topics next time.
Zach's getting defensive. We're not attacking you. We're all friends here. I love you, buddy.
Oh, right.
Come on, dude. We got 7 minutes.
What's the best piece of bathroom graffiti you've ever seen?
Damn it. I don't know. I never saw any funny bathroom graffiti.
Really? Dude, I've actually seen some good ones, but now I can't really think of any of them.
I mean, yeah, me too. I know I've seen good ones. Oh, and I saw a really funny one once. I was taking it. There's this place in Tulsa called Fassler Hall. It's like a German beer hall. And I would always get really fucked up there. You get liters for $6. And I went in and take a piss super hammered. I'm looking at like the walls are all wood and they have drawings all over them. And somebody just wrote, Toy Story 2 is okay. What the fuck? Like, why is that in here? I took a picture. I'll show you. I think it's the first picture I ever took on my iPhone. I was just like, dude, that is great. Good thought to write that. Anyone else got
anything? You know, that's weird because my friend makes jokes like that. Like, Toy Story 2 is okay.
Maybe
he'll say something.
I don't know
like,
what it was.
I like this movie, but Toy Story 2 is okay.
I'm pretty sure Toy Story 2 has a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, and it's only okay. Here, check it out. Check it out.
That's because of fucking Sarah McLachlan, that's why.
Yeah, see?
What?
So like I said, take a look.
Sarah McLachlan. What does Sarah McLachlan
have? Hey, Scharfenberg, put this on our Facebook, by the way. I'm going to send it to you.
The Jesse Sad song, Shit. That whole sad song in there, that was Sarah McLachlan.
That wasn't the Randy Newman song?
Why are you saying that as Walt Jr.?
Huh? No, because Randy Newman's also got that same kind of, I sound like I'm kind of retarded.
You got a Randy Newman impression, Kevin?
No.
I don't.
You should. I mean.
Well, I'll work on it.
I feel like it's something
you want, I'll work on one, but.
Christopher Walken? Anyone?
Ryan, everyone can do any good impressions?
No.
I'm shit at him, dude. I don't even
try. Give a stab at a Walken. Just do it. It's funny. Come on. Do it.
I can't.
Just try it.
Nope. I got nothing.
I'm trying to think of an iconic walk-in line that he could maybe try and deliver, but...
I know. I want to say that Scharfenberg sucks. I want him gone. Off the show for good.
That's not bad, yeah.
It's more his intonation than anything else that kind of...
You any good at him?
No. Yeah. I'm not good at any impression.
Hey, Jake, can leave.
Just this
guy. Gone. Go. What the fuck?
No.
What, no, he's going to do is Shatner.
Shatner?
Yeah.
The
all you have to do is constantly change inflection. That's Shatner. I love that.
I'll leave the impressions to you.
With every time Shatner like changes his syllable, like he changes body position.
I'm Family Guy.
Yeah. I know what I said.
You know, like go upside really down funny. And shit like that.
Yeah. Like legs like scissored open in the air, like handstands. All right, come on. What else? What else do you like on there?
You get it back.
Oh, what else did you like?
If you had a car that ran on tap water and never needed to be repaired, but it was shaped like a huge cock, would you drive it?
I can tell AJ hates this one so much.
Cars are shaped like dicks. It's nothing. That
no, nobody's going to make that deal. I think we can end it there.
Nobody?
No, nobody's going to drive a cock.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you can drive a regular car that doesn't need repairs.
I mean, maybe like Daner would do it. He'd be like, this will be
what
fun.
What does that have to do with anything?
It makes no sense. Like, why would you have to...
You're right, cars never needed to be repaired.
Wait, what are you saying? Come on, give me
I hear the economy in Japan is very strong.
Some cars don't really have to be repaired.
I had a burger for lunch.
You like tacos or pizza better?
I don't even know what we're talking about. He's talking about water to run a car that's shaped like a cock, and then he asks about repairs.
Yeah, he's like, I think you can drive a car that doesn't need to be repaired. Like,
okay, well, what? So paying for repairs isn't the same as paying for gas.
No more drugs for this man.
No, I thought that y'all just said that.
No.
Or a car that doesn't have to be repaired. What was the premise?
Yeah, that was the premise.
I thought it was, oh, it doesn't have to be repaired and it doesn't need gas. You put water in it?
Yeah, you literally have no maintenance on this thing. It'll work forever.
No, but it looks like a cock.
But it's shaped like a dick.
Okay, yeah. Wow.
No, I would not drive that vehicle.
Me either. Move it. Let's see what else you got. Come on, man.
Why don't you fucking come up with something?
Dude, you're the one who was all gung-ho.
I think anybody can understand why I'm getting defensive here.
Why? Because I didn't like
I'm sensitive.
Okay,
I can get my feelings hurt. Right, easily.
See, Zach, this is a good moment.
This is a very good moment. Tell me about it. Yes. Tell me about it.
Why? Okay. I've been tweeting this week. Right?
Yeah.
Because this fucking guy's not doing
it. All right.
All right, I upload the show.
Leave Scharfenberg out of it. He's going to go wait in the car.
I bring bits. Beer. And I bring topics.
Yes.
And I'm constantly criticized for it.
How is he constantly criticized? I would say he catches the least shrapnel of anyone on the show.
I don't know about that.
Why is it... Look, I bring in a topic.
Dude, I never break your balls.
I say it out loud.
Yeah, maybe a little.
You two shut me down.
That does not always happen.
And then you ask me to continue.
I think one of your topics we ran for like 10 minutes on that.
It's like a bit. It's like Zach's shitty topics.
Hey, tell me the first topic you started with. I'm telling you, we went with a lot of them. I don't know.
We talked about the horror movie.
Yeah, we talked about the horror movie thing for a long time.
Yeah, we could have gone farther with that, but I think we wanted to hear what else you had in the bag.
I come up with stuff that's not that great all the time. I had a joke earlier where it just said Waka Waka, and I don't
know. You hated the horror movie one. You did that thing where you sigh and lean back.
He did sigh, and I went with it because I liked it.
I felt like maybe it was too soon.
It's October. I like talking about horror films. I usually like to watch a horror film every day in October, but I can't anymore.
AMC Fright Fest?
I don't know. It's hard to find time to like actually
watch
a movie.
Yeah, what did they have in the trailer for Fright Fest that were like, is that a horror movie?
I'm Legend.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'm Legend. That's fucking... That's
exactly
that
is a sci-fi slash action movie, but it is a good movie.
Look, I feel bad. I want Zach and I to resolve this.
No, this is good.
Is everything good?
Look, everything is different when we're off the air.
This kid never tries to resolve shit with me. It's always like, fuck you. Next time.
AJ, I know we're good, all right? We've done this for ages.
Really? Yeah, actually, I was thinking about it, like, dude, I haven't hung out with Kevin outside the show in a long time.
No one's hung out with me outside the show in a long time.
Why not?
I don't know. I've been weird lately.
Now, is that really the reason, Kevin?
Yes.
Sure.
Positive.
No other reason?
Oh, well, you're going to bring a lady friend issue into it? I see you, what, one day a week for the show? I see her maybe like 2 days a week. So it's not that big of a difference. There you go.
Well, we'll just leave that one there. All right, Zach, what else you got?
See, he turns anything into an excuse to be a dick to me when I wasn't even fucking with him.
No, it's interesting that you would perceive that as me being a dick.
How is that not being a dick?
Him?
Yes.
Dude, he's always a dick.
But I pointed out that I haven't hung out with my best friend outside the show in like 2.5 months, and he's like, no, there's no reason. Not at all.
There's not. It's not. It has nothing to do with you.
Okay.
It's true. He has nothing with me either.
That's right. It has nothing to do with me, certainly.
Nobody hangs out with me. No, I have no friend I hang out with lately. It's weird. I don't know. I've been a little reclusive lately. Is that what you want to hear?
That wasn't what I was getting at, but anyways.
Well, that's what you're asking. I'm answering.
All right. You know what Vine is?
Yes, of course. Oh.
Would you ever use it for porn? I'm to the understanding that, along with funny shit in Vine, apparently there's a lot of porn stars on the rise that are using Vine to just post shit for their fans.
See, I could totally use Vine as a warm-up.
But you don't think you could...
Can you actually post porn on Vine, though? Isn't it like YouTube?
I think you can do, like strip teases and shit.
I thought you could do anything you want and send it to
I was under the impression you could do anything. I think it's Snapchat.
Yeah, Snapchat is something totally different. Like, Vine is like YouTube
Snap is just pictures, where Snapchat... I mean,
No. It's
Vine is video, Snapchat's pictures.
I think Snapchat is videos as well. They just get deleted after, like, 2 or 5 minutes or something like that.
But it doesn't do the thing that Vine does, where, like, edits it down into...
Six-second clips. I don't know how much you can get away with.
Yeah, but like, what exactly would you put on Vine as a form of porn? Like, what could you do in 7 seconds that would constitute?
It's essentially like a GIF, and they have porn GIFs. They're always in the fucking banners on the side of porn sites that are moving around and shit.
Yeah, and I like those.
Yeah.
Sometimes
if you were actually going to sit down and jerk off, though, would you be like, man, let me watch a bunch of 7 second videos?
That's what I'm saying, but I like to warm up, where AJ doesn't do that, so I don't know.
No, I mean, it's like...
I don't like to immediately...
It's like a 90-second process when I'm done.
I like to take some time to figure out what I want to watch, and... Maybe I'll sit through like 3 minutes of a movie and then be like, yeah, this is the one. Maybe
not,
I would check
I'm
out a couple
times.
I'm picturing you like leaning close to the screen,
that's
like, you know,
it, yeah.
One finger up, being like, is this one going to meet my standards? No. I don't like the lighting. Let me try another one.
It depends on what I'm in the mood for.
Takes a sip off his natty light.
No, he's got like a fucking cognac and he's like swirling in the glass. Like
wearing a smoking jacket.
Yeah. And when he finds one he likes, he untucks it. Like,
I also have a monocle that I wear as I do it.
It's awesome. Slippers?
A scarf.
Of course.
A cigarette holder. That's what I need.
I think it'd be kind of cool to have a smoking jacket.
What color is a smoking jacket?
I might try and bring back the corn cob pipe.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good luck with that. I tried to bring back cones and I haven't been able to do it.
Well, how many people outside of this room and maybe Cameron, nobody's actually heard you use that phrase.
Cones. I wanted to bring back.
You forgot.
Yeah, this was on the show. I wanted to bring back calling tits cones, like from the 90s.
Oh, no.
Nice cones? You know, something like that.
I remember, because when you were telling that, I was thinking, like, that's like at the beginning of the show, like episode 2, where you're like, I'm going to start referring to it as Rodney. It'll be funny.
What was I even talking about?
Dick.
My cock?
Yeah.
Rodney.
A Rodney? Yeah, I do kind of remember that.
Yeah. And
like,
so
dude,
when
Max
you were telling
Rodney.
The tits cone thing, I was like, yeah, I remember when you start trying to call it Rodney.
Dude, funny. That would be funny. Like, I was about to bang this chick. Max Rodney. Like, you could totally throw that in there. Be like, that would be awesome. You don't like it, AJ?
No, I'm just saying, if I heard that out of context, I don't know that I would equate Max Rodney with, like, having a hard-on.
I accidentally touched Scharfenberg's legs, and now we're gay. And I feel like this happens all the time. We're going to have to scoot farther away. We're going to have to rearrange this room.
You're trying to make it sound like that was unintentional, man.
If it was intentional, I would have touched his cock. I just wanted to see how long it would be until somebody had said something.
Congratulations.
All right, well, nobody's ever going to hear this show. I'm not saying that because I won't post it. I mean, nobody's
No, I mean, nobody is going to listen, period. Yeah. Man, I can say whatever I want right now.
We had you as a listener. Now we don't have you, you asshole.
Huh? Yeah, now we're down to zero.
Just another critic.
I haven't even heard from Cameron in like 3 weeks.
Hey, well, I'm sure maybe he still listens. Maybe. Hey, Cameron. Write us if you're still listening.
Yeah, are you still listening? Send me a text if you're still listening. Not right now.
No. Apparently, Anne hears us because she chimes in with thoughts from time to time. So.
Yeah, but I feel like Anne's fair weather. She comes in and out.
That's bullshit.
Stop.
We should be able to depend on her and John.
You sick fuck.
I just thought he was going to make a joke there.
I must be slacking because it didn't even occur to me. Damn it. How's it going, Ann?
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to call it. What do you guys think?
What do you think?
I don't know. I hate that if I stop talking, you guys all just shut the fuck up.
I think
up.
It's really funny.
No, I mean, you're the host. I thought you were steering the ship, man. I thought you would have something to bring into the equation for us.
Steering the ship. There has to be a fucking ship and not just the wheel.
It's almost to a point that we do it on purpose when you don't talk.
You mix metaphors really bad. And yes, I felt like
how was that a bad metaphor?
Yeah, would all of us just shut the hell up?
If I'm steering in a direction, there's nowhere to go.
When you said if it was
intentional,
I would have touched his cock and just nobody said anything.
We'll go all day.
So I'm going to go ahead and call it.
Yeah,
I know. I know he thinks it's cute to do that, to say my fucking line, but no, no good. I'm going to call it.
Better than calling it. Yeah.
Now, this is your host, Andy Redgren, together with
Zach Yelkowitz,
our producer,
Ryan Sharpenberg.
And
we're not ending the show.
Not yet.
Nope. We're going to keep going.
Hold it down.
We're going to talk about the intentional touching cock joke, because that wasn't that bad of a joke.
It was funny.
No, it was just funnier not to respond to it.
Look, we all had big shitty grins on our faces.
That's a good point.
That's an internal
laugh. We all started laughing after a second.
Russ Martin, if you're listening, that's how you do it right, asshole.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
That's only the
that's what Russ Martin would have done.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Would have, like, played a bong hit being lit or something. They'd be like, ah!
Or, like, the uncorking of a bottle. I don't even know if that's a clip or if they're actually drinking, but...
I think it's a clip.
I think they are.
I think they're drinking.
You think they're drinking?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they are on at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's not too early to have a drink.
They used to be on in the mornings and they moved the show.
I feel like there's more than one
unbottling
during the show though.
There's like different bottles.
I think there's multiple bottles.
Yeah.
I just think it's a sound clip. They do it so often. I'm like, there's no way every single time they're like boom.
I think it's only Russ who's doing it though, I thought.
Really? Oh, some asshole intern.
Yeah, I mean, well, no, he's got to consume a lot of booze to beat his wife like that. So
that's a good point.
Imply that we're drinking. He beats his wife.
That guy is notoriously hated within the business.
Nice.
That's like I've heard from anyone who works anyway in radio. Everyone says
does the Eagle even like him? Because they still play songs and shit during his program.
Yeah.
It's like he's an afterthought to his own show.
True. Kind of like what they did to Pugs and Kelly when they went to 102.1. Also, Pugs and Kelly said that Russ Martin was a piece of shit. Which I remember them saying when they were on the air back in the day, because I was a big fan. They said, you can ask anyone in the business. Almost everyone will tell you that we're cool people. I mean, we're nice people. Not everyone's going to say we're assholes. Like, Russ Martin is a guy everyone will say is an asshole. And they were right. And I have to say, anybody who ever talked about Pugs and Kelly said that they were really fucking nice.
That's funny.
So I have to think this guy's a piece of shit, and he does horrible radio.
How do you feel about Nikki Six?
I don't even know who that is.
He hosts a morning draft time show on the Eagle, I think, actually. He's the bassist for Motley Crue, and he also hosts a radio show.
He can't be good.
No, he's not.
He's a bassist.
Actually, you know who I've been really disappointed by lately? Lex and Terry. I used to love that show, and now I listen to it, and I'm just like, dude, you guys are douchebags.
Taint was their undoing, losing Taint.
Yeah, he was kind of the glue that held that show together. He was the Andrew of that show.
Wow.
Yes, yeah.
I would compare Andrew more to the D.
Huh?
Character?
Well, he's good too.
I mean,
he does what he can. But...
Kyle was our Taint.
You know, that's actually a very apropos comparison.
We've now got seven.
Kyle, you're a Taint.
The show's Taint.
I'm surprised you didn't say a pro, by the way. I had to bring it up.
Okay, why don't you explain that reference? I'm sure our audience will find it very amusing. No, Kevin, come on, share the story.
You know the saying, apropos, it's like appropriate.
And I mispronounced a word like 5 years ago, and Kevin thought that was a
good
thing.
No, he was making fun of me. It's the origin of the story, which is funny, because I asked AJ what his sign was, because originally we were talking about it. We were both virgins, I mean, but AJ was like, I'm a Virgo, and I was like, ha ha, how apropos. Like, because he was an actual virgin. Then AJ was like, mocking me, like, hey, I'm a pro. I was like, what the fuck is a pro? And that's pretty much the end of the story.
Yeah, that was a good one, man.
That is legitimately an entertaining story, stuff like that. That is a great background story. Everyone gets a little insight into the Kevin-AJ relationship.
Then I found $5.
Wait, what?
That was my kind of, you know, hey, that really sucked, but I'm not going to call any further attention to it. It sucked.
Oh, it's like in Toy Story 2 is okay.
Yeah, Toy Story 2, good movie.
AJ only thinks it sucks because he was in it. He does that with everything.
I really don't feel that that's like a very insulting story or I should be embarrassed by that.
It's just funny story.
I just think it wasn't worth sharing. I mean,
but it doesn't matter if you think it wasn't worth sharing. You said somebody needs to steer the ship, and then I make a do it, and then he fucking
has. Well, I meant steer the ship well, Kevin.
You do not decide whether I steer the ship well.
How much time we got?
I wouldn't drag this out as long as possible now because I know AJ wants to leave.
Actually, I'm kind of genuinely curious. What are we at right now?
108.
Jesus, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm probably going to edit out the last 8 minutes, but, you know.
Shut the hell up.
We even said we were calling it at one point. No, I'll just use AJ's sign-off. No, I'm not going to edit it out. Why the fuck would I do that?
Shut the hell up.
Well, I feel like maybe we should shut it down now then.
Yeah, we'll shut it down. I'm going to go ahead and call it. I'm your host, Kevin Ebling, joined with our producer,
Ryan Scharfenberg.
I always do that. And
Zach Youngblood-Lewis.
With
Andrew. Go fuck yourself, internet.
See, I do this every time. We'll see you next week on the Status Bird Show.